Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 390. So what I'd like to discuss today is something relating to the tfilos that appear between the Haftorah and Musaf. So you know Musaf begins with Ashrei on Shabbos, and Kriyas HaTorah, the reading of the Torah, ends with the end of the Haftorah. In between we have a variety of small little paragraphs. We have the Yukum Purkan, which is the tefillah in Aramaic, so people don't necessarily understand it as well, but it's a prayer for the Chachamim, for rabbis, for people who are learning Torah, and also L'chol Misha Uskim B'Tzorchei Tzibur Be'emunah, people who are doing communal things and don't get appreciated enough. That is the goal of Yukum Purkan. There's another tefillah over there called Av HaRachamim. Av HaRachamim was a bit important this past weekend in a lot of different shuls, so if you weren't in a shul where it was explained, and fully explained, so I wanted to share this with you, and hopefully you'll be able to learn something more than you already knew. So the paragraph goes, and we'll just translate it quickly, Av HaRachamim Shochem Ramim, Father of mercy who dwells on high, Berachamav HaTzomim, in his great mercy, who Yifkod Berachamim, HaChasidim VaHayasharim VaHatmimim, should remember with compassion the pious, the upright, the blameless, Kihilos HaKodesh Masru Nafsham Al Kedushas Hashem, the holy communities who lay down their lives for the sanctification of God's name. Hane'avim v'hane'imim b'chayehem, they were loved and pleasant in their lives, uv'mosam lo nifradu, and in death they were not parted. Minisharim kalu, they were swifter than eagles, me'aroyos gaveru, and they were stronger than lions, to do what? Lasos ritzon konam v'chefetz tzuram, to carry out the will of their maker and the desire of their steadfast God. Now that expression over there is specifically taken from a pasuk in Shmuel, the pasuk in Shmuel Beis, Perak Aleph, pasuk Chav Gimel. It's referring to Shaul and Yonasan, father and child, and in their death also they died at the same time. Lo nifradu minisharim kalam yaros kaveru, they were stronger than lions, etc., swifter than eagles. Also, and here we have the explanation: in what way were they stronger than lions and swifter than eagles? Lasos ritzon konam v'chefetz tzuram. They were also died in battle. They died in war, so they are seen as a model for this tefillah. So this tefillah is talking about kihilos hakodesh hamasru nafsham hakedushas Hashem, kihilos, holy communities, which you know something we can think about very easily nowadays, since what occurred in Pittsburgh, obviously last week. And so far, the request has been hu yifkod berachamim chasidim hayisham. Remember them with compassion. And then it continues, Yizkarim Elokeinu L'tova im Shar Tzadikei Olam, may Hashem remember them for good together with all of the other righteous of the world. And no one's saying over here that everybody in these kehilos, everybody in these communities were perfect. Nobody's saying that nobody's saying that anybody's perfect. But they should be remembered just by dint of the fact that they were kehilos HaKodesh, HaMasru Nafsham, HaKedushas Hashem, that they died out of sanctification of God's name. They should be remembered amongst the other righteous of the world. V'yinkom le'einenu nikmastam avadecha avadav hashafuch, and may Hashem redress the spilled blood of his servants. It says that it should be le'einenu, we should be able to see that vengeance, but we're asking for some level of vengeance. Kakos u'besaros Moshe shu'alukim, harninu gaimamo, kidam avadav yikom, no nations make his people rejoice, for he will redress the blood of his servants and will retaliate against his enemies and appease his land and his people, referring to Hashem, of course. And then Apostle continues, it's not just in Torah, in Torah's Moshe, but also Al Yidei Havodecha HaNeviim. Also in the Neviim we have verses that refer to the bloodshed and the vengeance for bloodshed against Jews. V'nikesi damam lo nikesi v'Hashem shochein b'tzion, though I forgive their bloodshed, I shall not forgive. And finally, in Ksuvim also, you know, usually we make the point, like on Rosh Hashanah, we know well the themes of Malchus, Zechronos, and Shofos. We always refer to the variety of sources within Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim that have reference to these themes. And so, we have the same thing over here, and we bring a bunch of psukim. So we don't really have the time to get into all of these psukim and the contexts thereof. But this tefillah is a tefillah, it's a yizkar, really. It used to be that yizkar was said all of the time on Shabbos. That fell away. And one of the reasons is that Shabbos, the Tanya Rabosi says, Shabbos is Yom Menucha Dugmed La'asad Lavo. It's like the day of rest. It's like the Olam Haba of sorts. V'hu Yom Shagam HaMesim Nachan Bov'enu Nidunim. And that's a day on which people who have passed are also not judged. Reyu L'haskirim L'menucha U'levracha U'lehispal Aleim. And it's appropriate to mention them and to because they're resting and nothing is occurring to them. And we remember them L'bracha and we pray for them. So that's where the origin of the idea of saying Yizkor. We don't say Yizkor for individuals on Shabbos. We only do that a few times a year on Yom Kippur and, of course, on the Shalosh Regalim. But this has replaced it. And this specifically speaks of Kehilos HaKodesh, holy communities that have given their lives in Kiddush Hashem. So where did this come from? So this was composed in response to the Crusades in 1096, known as Gezeras Tatnu. Gezeras Tatnu, that's the year in Hebrew of the year 1096, and that's when the Crusades began. So the Crusades began really, of course, to redeem Jerusalem from the Muslims, but there were groups within the Crusaders who couldn't help themselves in another way. In France and Germany, in cities like that, on their way, they couldn't help but taking out a little bit of frustration on the Jews as well, and the Jewish communities there suffered tremendously. This tefillah was written in response to that, and we see this in the halacha. So first of all, the original custom was, let's say, if you look at the Maharil in the 14th century, he writes, "B'Shabbos Shalachar Pesach," and the Shabbos after Pesach, we say "Av HaRachamim," and specifically, this was only said a couple times a year. The reason it was said at that time here is because when did the crusade affect the Jewish community? So even though the Crusades officially began, the Crusade began from a speech by Pope Urban II in 1095, really it didn't affect the Jewish communities until May. As a matter of fact, the first attack was in a city called Speyer, and this is going to sound a little bit, I don't know what, creepy or a little bit too close to home based on what happened last week, but in the city of Speyer, they tried to get into a shul. The shul was locked, and they killed people outside of the shul, whatever Jews were outside of the shul. First of all, there were 11. There were 11 Jews outside of that shul that day, on May 3rd, 1096. But as well, in addition to that, one of the first stories of dying al Kiddush Hashem comes. One of the women who they murdered was given the choice between adopting Christianity or retaining her Judaism and dying, and she chose to retain her Judaism and die, and that's one of the first times that martyrdom in that format was like the original story. And so the idea that they would do it during this time of year was because this tefillah is written during this time of year specifically for what had happened to these communities during this time of year. Rav Hirsch actually points to some of the customs that we have during Sfiras HaOmer. The Rosh HaShulchan does as well. They say the reason we do all of the things that we do during Sfiras HaOmer is not only because of Rabbi Akiva's students, but it's also because the events that happened in Gezeras Tatnu and that we record in our Siddurim. Some also said at the week before Tisha B'Av, because that was always considered to be the collective mourning period of the Jewish people. And now we have a very interesting custom. Now on days where we're too happy, the Ramban, Reish Pei Dalet, says, on days that we're too happy, let's say there's a chassan or there's a bris milah, you know, there's some sort of celebration going on in the shul, we skip this paragraph. Because how can you say such a depressing paragraph when it's such a happy day? One of the examples that he gives is, Yesh Mekom Ein Omrim Osel Kishim Mevarchem HaChodesh. When we bench Rosh Chodesh, when we say Brichas HaChodesh, we call in the new month, and we're so excited about Chayim Shal this and Chayim Shal that, all of the wonderful, exciting potential of the new month. So during Sfira, we know that we leave it in. So that's what the Rama says. So that makes sense, because during Sfira, that was the time when these actual crusades hit. So how can you take it out of davening during that period of time? And so what happened last week, this past Shabbos, many rabbis and many communities, my understanding was that Rav Shachter Paskin this way, was that we should be removing Avarachamim on Shabbos Mvarchim, but this Shabbos we shouldn't. In response to what happened in Pittsburgh last week, the sentiment was that perhaps even though it's Shabbos Mvarchim, it should be left in. So we have a point of davening to really focus on the tragedy that occurred there. Similarly, I saw that Reb Tzvi Yehuda Cook, also after the Holocaust, was unable to skip it, ever. He was unable to skip it because of his personal experiences and all of the kehilos and the individuals that he had experienced loss with. One last idea, you know, the paragraph asks for vengeance. Rav Hirsch says that you have to note that it doesn't ask for us to be able to do this vengeance, it asks for God to do the vengeance. And he says that's how we've survived so long amidst hosts that perhaps were not so kind to the Jewish people. We did not want to be the avengers. We were able to deal with those people, and we were able to act with kindness and some sensitivity towards those communities, even when perhaps those communities had not treated us so well, because our idea always was that it's God who's going to exact vengeance, and we are able to have the faith in that. keep our morals high, keep our expectations of ourselves high. And as he writes, we were able to bear strangling without ever becoming hangmen ourselves, to tolerate robbery at the hands of our foes without ever robbing in return. It was through these prayers that in the midst of the populace that derided, hated, and mistreated us, we could maintain loyalty to the rulers of the lands and to keep alive sentiments of human sympathy for these peoples. Amen. May this paragraph be fulfilled, and may our kihilos know no more sorrow. Have a great day.